It's called Suspense, you fucking retard. Have you ever heard a song that you thought was really shit? A song that makes you wonder how did that become a hit? Sometimes you need to hear a discussion about that. And regular podcast format. Well, that's a living song that we gotta attack. A fascinating one, saving piles of crap. I'm telling you the truth, you know the way I lie. Here's a fascinating one, songs to make you wanna die. Oh! And now, here's your hosts, Dan, Bevo, Mad Dog, and Gypsy. This is 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die, the podcast where we talk about songs so bad they make you want to open a lighting store, but all the lamps are made of human flesh.
Ed Gein.
Yeah, buddy. Gein.
It's been a while since we talked about Gein on the pod, actually.
I know, it is. Yeah, where'd he go?
The gynecologist.
All right. Hey, I was just about to say, what would your Gein lighting shop be called? Gein a little light on this.
Yeah, oh fuck, you and me both, Bevo. Jesus,
fantastic! Well done, everyone. We are doing A Little Less Conversation by Elvis Presley.
Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
I love that he wasn't holding in what he really thought. I love it. I asked ChatGPT to summarize this. I'm a five-year-old. Says A Little Less Conversation by Elvis is a fun song where Elvis sings about talking less and doing more fun things together, like dancing and playing. He wants to stop just chatting and start having a good time with actions, not words. Even ChatGPT can't make this sound like domestic violence. Like, even a five-year-old has been like, that doesn't sound right.
What?
No, oh, no, it doesn't. We have Mad Dog here. Doggy's here.
Woof, woof, woof.
Good stuff. Bevo, trusty beverage.
What's going on?
Yeah, and Gav.
G'day, g'day. How we doing?
Good. Fantastic. It's been a while since we've taken on a real fucking legend of music here.
The juggernaut.
But we've done it, to peek behind the curtain twice tonight with, probably one of the most important musicians ever to walk the face of the earth in Scott Stapp and now Elvis. So, yeah, it's a very exciting night for us.
I assume that Scott Stapp knows that any time. Yeah, surely, surely he knows that his name is frequently mentioned in the same sentence as Elvis, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe not for the reasons he wants, but yes, definitely in the same sentence.
Are we talking about severe alcohol addiction?
we're going to get into all of the similarities between Scott Stapp and Elvis later on. Let's go with the lyrics of A Little Less Conversation first, shall we? It kicks off with the chorus. Elvis isn't fucking around. He ain't boring us. He's getting to the chorus. Fucking loves it.
Good on him.
He says, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. It's polite. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite and a little less bark. A little less fight and a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and baby satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
A bit non-consensual.
Shut your mouth.
Satisfy me, baby.
Yeah. So there's no way to sugarcoat this. Just in case I'm getting it wrong, let me try and clarify. Shut your fucking mouth. And suck my dick.
Pretty much.
Not to mince words, but yeah, that's the impression I get.
Yeah?
A little more bite.
It's the impression.
A little less bite, maybe?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. He is referring to her as a dog at that point.
Yeah. A cur.
A bitch, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Where? Satisfaction.
I was going to say, can we jump all in on satisfaction in here for a second?
It's a good verb, isn't it?
Should we bring fantastic. That in? Can we put that in the dictionary? Can
I
we
would start love using to just be that? Sitting there at Macca's eating a bit of a stale quarter pounder and go, this ain't satisfaction in me.
Yeah. I'm going to write that on.
Walked in on my mate satisfactioning him himself.
Any survey I get sent from now on, I'm going to somehow get satisfactioning into it.
I'm satisfactioned. Yeah.
I was very satisfactioned.
On the blowjob concept, it's certainly saying, it says close your mouth. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
He wants a heart job.
He's going all in on the left ventricle again, eh?
There is no way that Elvis never got to the point where he's like, I can't be satisfied by any natural orifice. I'm going to take this pocket knife, because I imagine Elvis always had a pocket knife. He carried
a
pocket
knife.
And he probably murdered someone and fucks their heart cavity.
I reckon he definitely fucked those big old... What were those sandwiches he used to eat? You know how he used to famously eat those fucking massive sandwiches like
big
turkey
fucking
and peanut
sandwiches.
Butter and...
Turkey
sub.
Yeah. I think it was his concoction, wasn't it?
Yeah,
It's got a name.
Does it?
Do some
the heart
reading
buster?
There for us.
The heart Bevel, buster.
Let us know. The Elvis
it was
killer.
Called the... Oh, hang on. Yeah. I just typed in Elvis sandwich and it says... Presley's fondness for peanut butter and banana sandwiches, but that's not the one I'm thinking
that's
of.
That's not it. It's like a monstrosity, right?
Fool's gold.
Okay, hit us with a fool's gold. What's it got?
Okay, we got hollowed out loaf of bread filled with the contents of one jar of creamy peanut butter.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. Whoa.
Holy fuck.
A whole loaf hollowed out?
We're talking like a cob loaf situation here.
Loaf of bread basically like cut
this is a single warmed hollowed out loaf of bread filled with the contents of one jar of creamy peanut butter, one jar of grape jelly, and 1 pound or 450 grams of bacon.
Christ almighty.
Yes.
No wonder this cunt died on the toilet.
How old was he when he died?
Amazing.
How old was he when he died?
77 he died.
Oh, so I was going to say he wasn't 77.
No. He was 42.
42 years old? He looked like 58.
But it was all the karate, Mad Dog. He was doing all that karate that kept him
fit. He was doing karate.
Kept him youthful.
Can you picture a whole loaf, a solid loaf of bread, hollowed out and just jammed, packed, a fucking jar of peanut butter in there?
Yeah. Baker's Delight are leaving money on the table at this point. Like, how is that not just a thing you can go and get?
Oh, fuck. I would fucking... Sorry, peanut butter on one side. What was the other side? Jam?
No, it's all mushed in. Almost into the hollowed
jelly.
Part.
And then, right.
And then a shitload of bacon.
And you put a pound of bacon. You put the little bit of bread that you cut off to make the hollow back on it, and then you shake the shit out of it.
like a margarita.
sugar around the rim instead of salt.
Yeah, sugar around the rim. Yeah. It's just Coke around the rim.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's the step.
Love that it called fool's gold.
Fool's gold. Because the people selling it to him and just being like, this cunt is going to die. He will not stop.
Sandwich is gold.
Okay, verse
That's
one.
Hectic.
Verse one. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Okay, not as aggressive as the chorus.
Yeah.
Use what exactly?
It. Yeah. Mm. Maybe like, I don't know. The bread knife. That
heavy breathing.
It's Mad Dog. Yeah. I think the bread. The lyrics.
Oh, that'd be my. That'd be me. I was just thinking about Fool's Gold. So,
having a heart attack. the fucking. It's probably using a bread knife, I would imagine, showing how you can slice through the top of that loaf and hollow it out with your fucking sweaty palms.
And a bread ringer.
Ripping bread out. He's got meat sweats from the fucking pound of bacon he's eating every day.
Oh, God.
This guy's fucking disgusting. I don't know. It's I can't get over Fool's Gold now. I can't think of anything
it's
else.
It's all
like fucking
picture. I've got to see see pictures of people who have made them.
It's on the Wikipedia.
What?
The sandwich itself.
Oh, what, the one that killed him?
the specific one that did it. I'm not going to lie. It looks fucking good. Like, that looks good as fuck.
Does it?
Yeah,
Fool's Gold sandwich.
Yeah, go find the fucking page for it, man. It looks fucking great. Oh, fuck. Around 8,000 calories.
8,000? So I'll jump on the treadmill after.
It's a whole jar of peanut butter.
And I will run an ultra marathon.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that doesn't look good to me.
Yeah, but Gavin, you got to remember, Gavin is basically Elvis. Like in a young man's body, this guy.
Listen to this. The sandwich's connection to the singer Elvis Presley is the source of its legend and prolonged interest. According to the life and cuisine of Elvis Presley, Presley and his friends took a private jet from Graceland, purchased 22 of the sandwiches, and spent 2 hours eating them and drinking Perrier and champagne before flying home. That sounds like the best way to spend an evening.
Yeah, that's a lot of sandwich.
It's a lot of jars of peanut butter. They ain't cheap.
Yeah.
True.
Fucking hell. Yeah, okay.
Dubby Energy has declared war on Big Energy, who probably support ISIS. If you want an energy drink with no maltodextrin, no artificial colours, and no kickbacks that fund insurrections in the Middle East, then look no further. So head on over to dubby.gg and use the promo code 1001songs, that's the number 1001, for 10% off price of purchase. And remember, kids, if it's not Dubby, it's ISIS.
Okay, so after he's done this whole, you know, like, let's go for a walk, we'll listen to some music, you know, it's going to be a real good time. Bang! Straight into the fucking shut your mouth and open your legs. Straight into it. Just like fucking straight in. So he smashes another chorus out here. Verse 2 says, "Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, 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 come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late, and you just sit and wait around."
Sounds like she's not that interested, Elvis.
No, if you have to say come on that many times.
Come on.
Yeah.
Room, man.
She might not want to go.
Yeah, she's not keen.
Maybe she hasn't finished a sandwich.
She's got more
maybe
to
she'll
say.
Never finish a sandwich.
Maybe you need to be a better listener, Elvis, and maybe she'll be more receptive to you.
Tired of talking. Of talking. Yeah. I think he's more just pissed off that he has to walk.
Yeah. You think there's just no cabs and he's just really fucked off about it? He weighs about 600 kilos. Jars of peanut butter.
He's basically half man, half bread at this point. Yeah. And then he just said, and he says to her, he has the gall to say to her, "Fucking all you fucking do is sit and wait around." This cunt. Yeah. fucking sitting there. He sat in a car to fly to the airport, to sit on a plane, to go to a restaurant, to sit and eat a 22 fucking Fool's Gold sandwiches. This cunt loves sitting.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He loves sitting.
Yeah, a lot of come-ons as well, just like, yeah. I reckon once you've got through, I'm going to give him four. I'm going to give him four come-ons. Like, come on, come on. Nah, come on, come on. That's enough. If you've tripled that,
it's getting creepy.
You tripled that?
Yeah.
It's time for you to leave. It's time for you to go.
As a parent, I can relate to saying that, come on, that many times.
Oh, yeah. 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 Okay. He does do another chorus here, just as aggressive as all of them, but he decides to double down on the aggressiveness. He says, the end here, it says, satisfy me, baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Satisfy me, baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Satisfy me, baby, satisfy me, and so on and so on and so on. He continues just to say that she needs to come with him and satisfy him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Fritzl here?
No.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's the gong. I'll be fucking you
This sounds like something Fritzl would say to his daughter.
He only said it once. He didn't have to keep trying to get her into the basement. Did he? He didn't have to, she didn't keep trying to casually walk out of the basement. He's like, no, come on, come on, come on, come on, back in the basement. She wasn't allowed
satisfy
out of the basement.
Me. She wasn't allowed out of the basement. Me. That's it.
Yeah. She wasn't allowed out of the basement. He made this. Yeah.
I got my call in. I'm happy.
Yeah, good. Great. As long as you're happy. It was released on the 3rd of September 1968 and written by Mac Davis and Billy Strange, who sound like two made-up people. But they sound like two like 1950s recording studio workers like that from a movie. Like, don't sound like real people. Mac Davis, Billy Strange.
It's going to be a hit, damn it.
Yeah. So Mac Davis, he wrote... he wrote for Elvis. He wrote "Memories," "In the Ghetto," and "Don't Cry, Daddy."
Wow!
He wrote some hits for Elvis.
Mm.
In the Ghetto, and that was a big one. Mac Davis. He also had his own variety show in the '70s and eighties, like the Mac Davis Show. He got his own show on television. Yeah. Billy Strange. He was a session musician. He was from the Wrecking Crew, which was like the super famous
session band.
Session band, yeah, that's it. Yeah, just mute your phone, Bebo.
Oh, my mistake.
And he was inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame in 2007. Billy Strange.
Strange by name, Billy. And strange dude.
Strange dude. It was this song was originally performed in an Elvis film, Live a Little, Love a Little. Now I'm going to watch that movie and see just how they worked this song in.
This is after his comeback special too.
Yeah.
68.
So Elvis Presley's a pedophile.
His cousin as well or something? Or was that...
No, nah, that was Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin. No, he married a 14-year-old, Elvis.
Wow, actually.
Yeah, so Priscilla Presley was 14 years of age when he was 24. And he basically forced her parents into emancipating her so he could take her with him.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Jesus. Apparently... Before he met the 14-year-old, he was renowned for taking a group of 3 to 4 different 13 or 14-year-olds on tour with him for pillow fights, tickling, kissing and cuddling.
Wow.
No. Elvis.
Jesus.
This dude wrote a book about it, and he also said that he had a 15-year-old girlfriend when he was 19, and that the singer was obsessed with virginity.
I've heard that.
And taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That much on the Elvis movie with starring Tom Hanks.
Yeah, the old Hyman Smasher.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, Hyman Smasher at gmail.com. Was this, is this in the movie? The pedophilia?
I can't remember now, actually. I've seen it, but it's been a few years.
Yeah, okay. I don't
know. Sorry,
yeah.
I can't remember.
Possibly. If he wasn't dead from sandwichitis, he would definitely have gone to the island.
Oh, I would have loved the island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would have moved in. Would have moved in. He probably would have faked his, he could have faked his death and moved there.
A little less conversation, a little more tropical climate.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, you'll love this one, Doggy. You'll love this one. This is a little bit more legal, but still like not called for. When he was 41, so just before he died, he was engaged to some 20-year-old like beauty pageant person. And he was like heaps violent with her.
Really?
Yeah. Like he'd do karate on her and stuff.
Karate? And,
Yeah. And they were having a massive fight one night and she went to flee the house in fear. And Elvis demanded his bodyguard shoot her tires out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they wouldn't. Wow. They wouldn't do it. They're like, nah, bro. So he went and got his gun and was taking pop shots at her.
Oh, wow.
Not at the car. At her while she was trying to drive away. Yeah.
Was he high on bacon at the time?
None of them hit.
Elvis straight up murdered a girl. Like,
it probably happened, bro. As if it didn't.
He
was in the army. That's right. Actually, speaking of the army, he learned a really cool trick in the army, Bevo. That I read up on.
Take a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, pretty much. God. But what you do is you spike them with amphetamines.
Right.
And it keeps them awake for mammoth sex sessions.
Right.
He learnt that in the army, did he?
He said specifically he learnt this in the army. Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't in the movie.
And not only that, but he was he also took Polaroids of the mammoth sex sessions that he then kept in a large silver briefcase in a bank deposit box. And when he died, Priscilla got, it was in the will, she got the suitcase and saw that there was, it was full, like fucking the lock's about to explode with Polaroids of her as a 14, 15-year-old having mammoth sex sessions on meth.
Ooh. Oh, God, this is all Christ very gross.
Why didn't we cancel Elvis?
Quincy Jones refused to work with Elvis as he was a known racist.
Yeah. Was he really?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about Elvis as a person. He like basically
sounds like a piece of shit.
Took black music and
that's right. Yeah. But then it's also super mean to black people. Not real mean.
Yeah.
So Quincy Jones, at the height of his popularity, remembered back to the 50s. Of going, no, I remember being in the studio with Elvis and I've never heard things said by a man that he was saying. Yeah. Refused to work with him ever again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the Dutch musician Junkie XL didn't feel this way at all. He thought, you know what? I'll take this Elvis song. And when, my God, they want to make a goddamn hit movie and they want a hit song for it, Ocean's 11. He's like, I can remix this song that no one fucking knows by Elvis. Not a popular song by Elvis. Until 2002 when the remix came out and it became the biggest fucking song like ever.
I remember that just being fucking everywhere. It was huge. Part of the FIFA, like the FIFA. It was like a film before that was just them playing soccer, right? Like,
yeah, it was. It was a big FIFA song as well. Yeah,
yeah.
So the remix came out and it topped the single charts in 9 countries, and went platinum in 10 different countries. Yeah, it's a goddamn hit. So obviously, back when this was recorded, they just had to do everything in takes, like single takes. It was all done. There were 16 takes done of this song. And they used the 16th take, but on the movie, they used the 10th take, which is 1 second longer. Yeah. Yeah. What? And taking that into account, it's 2 minutes and 28 seconds long, the original. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just enough.
Just enough. It's produced by Elvis. Produced by Elvis. Written by Mac and Billy Strange. Produced by Elvis. I doubt that. But I think it was probably just the who was the Tom Hanks dude? The Colonel? The General? The corporal?
Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel Tom Parker.
The Colonel.
didn't serve in the military. Fleed Holland because he murdered someone.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's why Elvis never really toured other countries.
Yeah, never
Colonel would get arrested if he left.
Warrants out for his arrest. It's like, was it? It's Led's famous thing of Led Zeppelin's manager was like a ex-box, like amateur boxer.
Peter and Brown,
yeah, when they couldn't get any dates in the US, he's like, "Fuck it, I'll fly there first. I'll book us a tour," and he just went to venues and beat people up until they booked Led Zeppelin.
Book Zeppelin.
Yeah. So he's got this big fucking pommy boxer coming and just dropping cunts and being like, "Led Zeppelin are playing here next month." And like, yeah, okay, no worries. Yeah, that's how Led Zeppelin's first tour happened.
Fuck,
yeah.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, fucking
that is awesome.
Yeah.
Bring back the beer.
So the musicians that play on this is Hal Blaine on drums, Al Casey on guitar, and Larry Ketchnell on bass. Hal Blaine, the drummer, is recorded. It's a studio drummer.
Everything.
35,000 sessions,
yep.
6,000 singles, and has drummed on 150 US top 10 hits, 40 of which are number one.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. He's all over the Beach Boys and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that list. It was too much to even grab the list and put it here. It's fucking crazy. Al Casey, the guitarist, he was added to the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. He's basically like a fucking Mount Rushmore of Rockabilly, which I totally get by the guitar work on this song. Mm. Like, it's fucking, he is shredding this cunt. Mm. And Larry Ketchnell, he's also part of the Wrecking Crew. And Bevo will be pleasantly surprised. Member of the 1970s band Bread.
Oh, I love Bread.
Yeah, fucking man. You got me onto Bread.
Yeah, really good band.
If which, you know what? Fool's Gold, also made of Bread.
The links are not
the band Bread are Fool's Gold.
Yeah,
yeah. If you ever record shopping, you'll see like a Bread greatest hits in the bargain bin. Great. Get it because it's fucking
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. Good so he was rock. In Bread. He was in Bread. Yeah it's like nice. Yacht rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Junkie XL album version of this goes for 6 minutes and 22 seconds.
Oof.
Yeah. Like why? The original goes for 2.5 minutes.
A little less to run time and satisfaction, please.
Yeah, all right. Tell me about the video, Bebo.
All right. Mad Dog, hit it.
A little less conversation.
Here's the video. Fuck me, the delay with Mad Dog.
So cringe.
Mad Dog. You've got to get your fucking internet better. You've got to get it better.
Mad Dog. It is trash.
So fucking boring.
How are we in the same fucking suburb right now? I do not understand.
Just think of things 5 seconds before you say them and just
preempt the punchlines, man.
Short one today. Elvis picks up at a party and goes home to fuck.
You reckon if Elvis was alive, he would have done a collab with Jungkook?
Oh, shit, yeah.
I don't think Elvis would be alive at this point.
Was this an actual film clip? I didn't find a film clip.
And a Korean person, I doubt.
Yeah. Gavin, I think it's just the
scene. That's the sound movie. He makes when he sees a Korean.
It's a sound when he's an eagle.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just a scene from the movie, which is basically a music video. It's like a party, and you see the girl, and she's giving him a cold shoulder.
I do remember a music video that was on.
Anyone would give Elvis the cold shoulder.
I don't remember. That's like for the original, the Junkie XL one. So I remember the Junkie XL one. The Junkie XL one definitely have a video though, but we're not doing that one. So thank you, Bevo, for sticking to the concept. Yeah, it's good. Set list, Elvis set list?
Yeah, well, Elvis didn't play it, but Sean Clouche, the world's best Elvis impersonator, does.
Always been a big Clouche fan.
Elvis never played this song live.
A big Clouche man. Yeah.
It wasn't a hit. It was number 69.
Yeah, this was not a hit at all.
Wow.
Until 2003. And I think Elvis was dead.
I think so too.
You suspect he might have.
This is a 35 song set list, but I think there's a couple of different Elvis impersonators that had taken turns.
My God.
Where would you play a little less conversation in your 35 song Elvis?
What year is this, sorry?
Extravaganza. 2018, February 2nd.
Okay, so it's definitely post this song getting massive. He's opening with it. Fuck it.
Oh, second last.
13th.
27th.
Fuck.
27th.
Of 35, you say?
35, yeah.
That was always going to be a hard one to hit.
Yeah, that was hard. That's real fucking hard. Okay, the legacy is that it peaked at 68. That's it. The remix was a fucking hit. The original peaked at 68 on the Billboard charts. That's it. Net worth. Now, I'm going to give you two here. You're going to guess his net worth at the time of death, and his estate's worth now.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Mm.
So, what was Elvis worth at his time of death, Gav?
Okay, hang on. Is it adjusted for inflation, or was this?
No, this is what he was worth
in dollars at 77. That point. Okay, let's say
$77.
Oh fuck! He was fucking massive, right? It's got to be stupid money even for then. I'm going 20.
Okay. Doggy?
So in 77, I reckon he's worth 50 mil.
Okay. Bevo?
Yeah, I was going to say 60 because at that point he was stuck in Vegas. He wasn't going anywhere. So he must have been fucking raking it in. But also, music stars back then were getting ripped the fuck off all the time. So
yeah,
I'm going to say 60, but I'm not sure.
Okay. You're right. He was being royally fucked. fucked. And he was so fucking out of it.
He
didn't write his own songs. No, it's only for playing live. And he's so fucking shit at being live at this point. It's whatever. And he was spending money like crazy, flying the fucking other states to eat Fool's Gold sandwiches. So at the time of death, he was worth $5 million.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
What do you think his current estate is worth as of 2024, Bevo?
See, I put Elvis on the same kind of like pedestal as the Beatles in that like cultural fucking...
They're white.
They're on the Mount Rushmore of like, you know, the most famous musicians of all time. But said that, I reckon Elvis's marketing team are not nearly as good as the Beatles' marketing team.
100% true.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. I could talk about it forever, but
probably the pedophilia.
the first thing you think of when you hear Elvis's name, though. That means his team have done pretty fucking well.
Just saying, you don't want to fuck with the money, so you don't want to go too hard because people start to dig when you go too hard.
Yeah, no one
to dig. I reckon the estate is worth $200 million.
Yeah. Doggy, what do you reckon?
I reckon more. I'm going to go $1 billion.
One bill.
A billion.
Sweet.
A billy.
Nice. Okay, sweet. Okay. Gav, what do you reckon?
I was going to go a quarter billy. I was going to go 250.
All right. 500 million.
Oh, 500. Shit.
Yeah.
Half a bill.
So not as much as Lady Gaga.
No. They've really fucked this whole Elvis thing up then, haven't they?
I will go into it then. Like,
yeah.
Name an Elvis album.
He didn't have any.
Yeah. Name, yeah. Yeah, name anything except for the big hairdo.
Hound dog and friends. Hound dog and friends.
It was a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, that song,
like,
about
name
Fool's
an
Gold,
Elvis movie. You can't.
Blue Hawaii.
Oh, there you go. You got one.
Nice. Jailhouse
Cats?
Rock.
Cats?
He's a caricature, but he didn't have the legacy that, like, you can cling to and, like, dive into.
I reckon the stealing people's virginity really, it's put a hindrance. It's just really hindered the legacy of Elvis. Mm. Yeah, the virginity chasing, you know?
And he made himself a bit of a joke at the end, too. I think that.
With the karate and the fatness?
Yeah, and the.
Yeah.
And the
I'm just saying the karate was my fucking favorite part.
Have you seen
karate is awesome.
Have you karate seen is fucking rad.
Dewey Cox with John C. Reilly.
Walk Hard. Yeah. Walk Hard.
It's Jack White plays Elvis.
Yeah.
He's doing karate. Yeah.
Karate.
And he's like, Elvis is movie. Fucking crazy.
Why the fuck is karate so goddamn funny?
It's hilarious.
Fat guy.
Just like, I think we've all got the exact same picture in our head of Elvis karate chopping. chop.
I think it's because, like, since the early days, karate has become like taekwondo and jujitsu, it's a legit MMA art form where karate just seems like a really archaic.
Like, try and chop someone that wants to tackle you to the ground and beat your face to a pulp.
Just chopping.
Chop. Chop.
The weakest punch.
Oh, God. Matt Dog. Fucking...
Oh, that's fucked.
You just deafened some poor fucker with your earbuds in.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Oh, fuck.
All right, let's rate this shit. Motherfuckers, this is it. Now it's time to rate this shit. What do we rate it out of? What do we rate it out of?
Karate chops.
Oh, it's got, it's going to be Fool's Gold sandwiches.
Fool's Gold sandwiches.
Yeah, 10 Fool's Gold sandwiches and you just cardiac arrest. At the restaurant.
You've gone the full 6-inch, up foot long.
You came in healthy, you die at your seat at the restaurant. 10, you're dead.
On the toilet, like Elvis did.
You go to the toilet at the restaurant and die like a fool. And one fucking Spotify rap territory, this one. Spotify rap one. What do you give this out of 10, doggy?
I'm just going to make a really bold statement. Elvis is the most overrated musician of the 20th century.
Okay.
In case you didn't understand that, let me say it again. Elvis is the most overrated musician of the 20th century. It's fucking shit.
It's the same century that U2 came from, just by the way.
Okay. Well,
no, I
okay.
like U2.
They're on a par.
I don't.
Yeah, this shit. I'm going to take 1 point off because the bass line is pretty wicked. So it's a 9.
Jesus. All right. Gav?
I'm kind of at the opposite end of the spectrum with you, Michael. I prefer the Junkie XL version because that was an absolute fucking banger. And that got massive when I was like, oh, fuck, what was that, 02, 03 or whatever the fuck? Like, I was in...
Yeah. How long after 9/11?
9/11 was still a recent memory, so I was still enjoying life at that point. I think, I always thought it was a banger. It's probably a 2. It's not going to end up in my Spotify Wrapped, but it's a fucking good song.
Bevo?
I'm all over the place on this one because I kind of like it, and then your explaining all Elvis's crimes turned me off it.
We're not rating what it. I'm not saying that I gave the song a 2, so Elvis isn't a piece of fucking shit, Bevo. Yeah, fuck.
I think we can all get on.
Okay, do I have to denounce pedophilia and then give it a fucking 2? Fuck's sake.
Billie Jean is still a fucking amazing song.
Yeah. Doesn't make me call it. Don't you like the Beatles?
Fucking John was beaten on yoke. Anyway, fucking don't get me started. Jesus. We're rating the music.
John Slugger Lennon.
John Slugger Lennon.
I don't know. I feel like it's on par for the JXL one for me. So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10.
Okay. I think I'd only heard the Junkie XL version until the other day when I put this on. And the original goes fucking hard. Hard. The guitar is shredding. Bassline's fucking sick. Elvis is just like fucking, it's like spitting jelly and peanut butter fucking all over the goddamn
over
vocal booth. Yeah. He's just dropping fucking eagle screams. Like, just fucking crazy shit all over this thing. And I'm like, my God, this fucking rocks hard. I give it a 1.
Yeah, fuck.
Give it a 1. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to listen to this original version a lot.
I'll give you a playlist of some Elvis bangers if you like.
Okay, yeah, great. Please.
Drop it in the chat. Yeah. Drop it in the chat because I want to jump on this.
Because you know, I already know everything about this guy. Now I need to hear the music.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Gonna watch the movie. Although I feel like the movie's gonna disappoint me if you say none of this cool stuff's in it. Like him asking his bodyguards to shoot out his girlfriend's eyes.
while he pot shots from
a distance.
Are we talking about the movie that this is running from, zigzags. Or are we talking about the recent Elvis Presley film or the movie that
from? Yeah. The one with
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Oh yeah. You said that, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
I thought it was good. I went to the movies to see it. I thought it was pretty good.
I was going to go to the movies to see it because it looked like the sort of thing that would be great on the fucking big screen, but then I fucking missed it. So.
You know what I watched the other day?
What's that?
Top Gun, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
One of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen in my goddamn life, and it's not because it's from 1986. It's not because it's from 1986. It's because it's fucking shit.
I said the same thing about the movie Jaws. I thought that was pretty boring.
I like suspense, mate. It's called suspense, you fucking retard. All right, everybody else.
Look it up later.
Thank you, fellas. Everybody else, go and get fucked.
Hi everyone, it's Dan here from 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die. I'm here today to let you know that our podcast is now available on Patreon. That's right, for as little as $2 a month, you can now support this podcast rather than listen to it for free, effectively stealing the food out of the mouths of our starving children. There's one of them now. So why not join us on Patreon? You get bonus stuff each month, and you can even be a guest on the podcast if you want. Now, doesn't that sound better than making our poor children starve? Oh, kids are great, aren't they? Anyway, on with today's episode.